God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today I'd like to share about your power and your authority. It is huge. Yes, we do have that power and the authority. You know, we just need to exercise it, manifest it in our lives each and every day. Boy, and when you do it, you've never been at the right place and at the right time. Of course, years ago, I didn't know how to exercise that power and authority. You know, I'm just this, believer that researched the word and go to fellowship. It got to be really religious. Little did I know then that I was in a bondage until, you know, I discovered and connected with Lawrence and Kim. And it's not to put them on a pedestal. They too, in the beginning, were walking like this, kind of just going right along, doing research and all of that. But then we found out, we got connected with the true and excellent way to walk with God. Boy, you know what? It is so freeing. It is so liberating. And that's already the power and the authority that you have. And as you keep exercising that, the more you do it, like Becky says, practice makes perfect. Keep doing it. I mean, once I know that one day that I raised my brother from the dead, literally, because he had those flat lines on the monitor, he was dead. And I called Lawrence at that time and we ministered to him. And he was around for several months. And, you know, but hey, we got to exercise the power and the authority. And then it's almost like this thing like, God, who's next? You know, I want to keep doing this. It's so mighty. It's so powerful. And then you are that witness to other people, believers and non-believers. Because sometimes, you know, believers, as long as they have been one, they have not manifested or exercised their power and their authority. I used to, like, you know, we have the 9 holy manifestation gifts, right? Holy Spirit gifts. I used to be able to exercise like 6 of them already. Well, gradually the 3 and then another 3 and then now the full 9. And boy, it's so amazing. It is so powerful. Once you have that, you want to keep going. And, you know, and also if people wants to be ministered, ask them, because the recipient, you have to know that they do want to get ministered to or get healed. If they say no, then the door is shut. I can't do anything for you. You know, it goes both ways. It's a two-way street. Once I minister to you, you know, hey, believe it, confess it, and that is it. That's where the power and the authority is. And, wow, what an amazing walk. And each day, you know, I just thank God for all the many gifts that we have. It's just a matter of, like, yeah, tapping into it. And you never know, you're walking down the street one day and then, some situation happens and then somebody will say, you know, hey, minister to me or pray for me. Wow, what an open door. And, that happens to me at my call center at Costco. I know a few people has approached me and say, hey, can we pray for this situation? Or, hey, can you minister to me? You know, that kind of thing. And I go, me? Wow. It's even gotten to this point in my walk with God that people are asking, people are requesting, because they know that they know. It's just glowing in you. You have that, this thing, like they say to me, there's something about you. And I know it's that Christ in me radiating. It's just glowing. Let it show off. It's as simple as smiling, right? Nonverbal communication. And once you've captured people that you're smiling, they get drawn. It's so magnetic. You know, that is what, it's part of your charisma. And I don't even know. Sometimes it's like, I just smile automatically. It's so natural for me. It's so effortless. And then people get drawn to you. And, yeah, I get that a lot of times at work. They'll say, oh, there's something about you. And I'm mumbling under my mouth like, well, I know that it's the Christ in me radiating. So do not ever, ever let the devil steal that identity, because your identity is the Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't lose that identity. Don't let the devil steal that from you, okay? That's also part of your power and your authority as a believer, as a child of God, right? That you have that Christ in you. So, yeah, it's oh my gosh. Power and authority, it's just so powerful. Imagine you having the authority. You didn't even have to be in a military position. Like my son-in-law is in the Marines, and he's really, well, I know he's my son-in-law, and I'm not bragging about him, but he is like two positions away to, being the highest ranking lieutenant or general, something like that. But yes, he is towards that positioning. And you know, as young as he is, he's only in his mid-30s, you know, people at the military, younger or older than him, salutes to him. You know, it's just like us. We salute to God, because then, you know, he's God is all-knowing. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Don't question it. You know, that's it. That settles it. He is the creator. And yet, because he's done all of this for us, what a humble God that we have. He's not arrogant, you know, he's not like showing off like that, but he is a God who's humble, you know, easy to be entreated. He is love, and his love is unconditional. So we, you know, we go to him at any time, okay? That's also your access. That's also your power and your authority to go to God, ask for help or something like that, or, you know, pray to him, request something to him. But, you know, the power and the authority that we have, well, it's amazing. You just continue to practice it. Sometimes you don't know what it is, right? So you stumble into a situation and you just go, wow, God, you just opened this door. That's your cue to do that. That's your power and your authority to do that. You have all of that. Manifest it, practice it. Like I said, it's when the word of God, when you apply it, when you practice it, the word of God comes alive in your life. And again, it's not just day by day walk, it's moment by moment now. And just be aware of your surroundings. God will tell you if it's something spiritual needs to happen, you know, because people come up to you. It's no effort for you. And they ask you, you know, hey, pray for me. This is my situation, that kind of thing, right? And it just comes to you. God will bring to you, just like God will bring laborers to you, the ones that's worth a million, the ones that are serious. God, I'm ready. Take me. Where do I go? That kind of says, I'm yours. I surrender everything to you. That's also power and authority. When you surrender everything to God, is your power, your authority to move about in every aspect, spiritual aspect of your life, you know, and, it's all good thing, man. You can just taste and see the goodness of God. Taste it. Apply it. Put it in your life. Yes, you have that power and your authority. So don't take that for granted, because it is there. Utilize it. Wake it up. Activate it. I know all along that it's part of the 9 Holy Manifestations Holy Spirit gift, but it's just a matter of igniting it, magnifying it, or, you know, activating it in your life. And once you start, man, you won't stop, because it'll just keep going. You will have many, many opportunities to exercise that power and that authority in your life. So I exhort you guys, I encourage you to practice that, manifest it in your life. It's your gift. It's already been given to you. Utilize it. The power and the authority to walk with God. The power and the authority to utilize that to people out there that's needing it and wanting it. And trust me, it will come to you. You know, you're just standing by or walking by one day and somebody taps you on the shoulder and say, hey, do you mind pray for me or minister to me? Wow, it's happened to me. Yeah, it's happened to me a lot of times, actually. And when I look back and I realize, wow, man, I didn't even know. And it's, again, I say, it's as it's the start of just smiling. Your face is glowing. It's radiating the Christ in you, the Christ in you. That's your identification. Let it glow. Let it radiate. So, yeah, that's been what's in my heart. And I'm just so, I'm just so excited sharing about power and authority. And let it be known, you guys. You know, we are in this family of God where we share, do our sharings now. It gets posted and all of that. That's the encouragement. That's the buildup. That's the inspiration. And yeah, I've been hearing, you know, you guys, sharing now all the time, most of the time. Like Lawrence is on it like Sonic every day, pretty much. Rebecca, Mary Wade, you know, Amber, all of you guys, man, then I got so inspired that, hey, I want to be there every day too. That's also power and authority, because you have the power to speak those rhema words. And when it comes out, it is beautiful. It's like no other. And you know that you know those are rhema words from God. And as you keep sharing it, you know, those rhema words come out every day. He'll build it up some more. And one day soon, like, you're like Lawrence, man. I sometimes when I listen to him, I'm thinking, does that man ever not talk? And he's the flow when he speaks, you know, it's just, you know, it's like organized, right? Because he doesn't have to think. The words just come out of his mouth. And you know the man is walking by the Holy Spirit. And my inspiration is like, hey, if he can do it, I can do it too, you know? And God is just like, he can work within you. It's just a matter of you tapping into it and saying, hey, God, you know, I can share like that. Just like Lawrence, just like Mary, just like Rebecca, just like Amber, you know, and we're this family of God where we build each other up, get encouraged, get inspired from each other, and also, you know, praying for one another, carrying each other's burdens, not so much like, hey, I'll carry your problem, but in carrying that, we can speak in tongues much. We can pray about you or your situation. You know, just let it be known. You don't have to be in detail, because when you speak in tongues, that's the perfect prayer. It covers it all, right? Because people call me and say, hey, pray for this, pray for that. It's like, wow, this kind of detailed. Or how am I going to fit that in my schedule? But you know something? When I do speak in tongues, that's the perfect prayer where you include everybody. Like say they've asked you to pray for them, then that's already the intercession, right? It's the perfect prayer where, okay, God, I lift so and so. I don't know the details, but you do. So here is the perfect prayer for it, speaking in tongues. Again, speaking in tongues just reminds me, is your power and your authority to do so. You know, people in this world, oh yeah, I've heard about speaking in tongues, it's gibberish, that kind of stuff. Don't let that get to you, brush it off, because they don't know. And once they know the truth, though, then they know that speaking in tongues is power. It is the perfect prayer. But it's the truth. It's up to us. if they want to listen, I can tell you more details about it. You know, this is what God says in his word about speaking in tongues and so forth. So we are that mouthpiece. We are that laborer for God. We continue to do that. Again, that's the power and authority. You know, you as a believer, as a son and a daughter of God, power and authority, very powerful stuff. You have that authority. I encourage you to utilize it each and every day, moment by moment, because it is the only way, the truth, to walk with God. Again, I say the most excellent and perfect way. I'm thankful, man, that I know the truth now. I am so liberated now that I know the truth about walking with God. Again, that's the power and the authority, right? Look at this. I'm just keep talking about it, and things come up over and over and over and more and more. So you think about that. As you move with God, that's power. That's the authority. As you look to God, it's power, it's authority. As you manifest it, you practice what you've learned about the word and put it into practical, then that's power and that's authority. You know, all these things that I'm saying, they're interconnected. And I didn't even know that will come out right here in my mouth. That's the rhema words. And God, he's putting it all together. And now that I'm speaking about it, I'm blown away. Those two connects, right? So I am just so blessed beyond measure, you guys, because I'm really hot. Just like you, Lawrence, my twin, Rebecca, Mary, and Amber, you guys, all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, who's been sharing, it's helped me build up my believing some more. It's helped me to be encouraged and be inspired. And I tell you, get excited, you guys, because our theme this year about living unto God, wow, let God show off, man. Let God simply show you what that means to living unto God. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Again, that's power and authority, okay? So anyway, I love you guys. That's my heart. Have a blessed week. Mwah.